All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, giving a big shout out to USG Canada. They're putting out great apparel for boxers, MMA fighters, and fans alike. But also, you can shout out Sovereign Extract. They're putting out a variety of THC cartridges, CBD, some hybrid options, and the like. So definitely give those guys a little look-see. But we've got a big fight, and it is happening on November the 7th. We've got a heavyweight collision set to go at the UFC Apex when Andrei Arlovsky takes on Tanner Boser. And I've got Tanner on the show right now. How are you doing, man? Like, how's training been going today and whatnot?
Good. Everything's going good for me.
No, it's awesome to hear, man. And it seems like things have gotten a little more casual in a lot of ways. Like, I was seeing, like, after the quarantine from the last fight, you had a fun time there hanging out in Canmore. So what were you getting up to? I understand you were staying at an inn for a little bit and kind of got to unwind a little bit. It seemed chill.
After the last quarantine, me and my girlfriend, went to Canmore for a few days. It was awesome. She got me a few nights stay at a nice inn there. So we hiked a mountain, went up to a waterfall, and kind of just, it was just chill. It's nice going up there once a year or so.
Oh, so this is like a regular thing? Like, you generally go up there to kind of decompress and things like that?
I like to get to the mountains, like I said, once a year at least, but that's usually all I ever get out. The most I ever get out there nowadays, but yeah, it's one of the nicest places in the world, I'm sure, so it's kind of a shame if you don't go out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. You definitely have a lot on the go that you need to be prioritizing and everything like that. So, I mean, I'm just kind of wondering, like, when the fight offer was initially put out there in your direction too, because I imagine there would be a fair bit of excitement that would be, you know, going along with that. So, like, when did this fight initially get put out there on your radar?
No, it did early August.
And it seems like you've been good with, like, certain things being readjusted. Like, it seems like the fact that this fight was delayed doesn't really do much to, you know, affect the preparation and stuff like that. Was there any kind of level of, I guess, like, wanting to, I guess, compete sooner just to keep the momentum going? Or was there some, I guess, benefit because you actually have a break after, like, two pretty, like, closely connected back-to-back fights?
Well, yeah, it got pushed back a month. It was supposed to be October 3rd, and now it's November 7th. And not the end of the world, obviously. I was good to go October 3rd, so I was a little bit annoyed, but it didn't matter so much. I believe, though, that the reason Arlovsky got it pushed back was because he knew that November 7th would be back in Vegas, and October 3rd would have been on Fight Island, and maybe he didn't want to make the flight to Fight Island. That's what I'm speculating, and you know what? I don't hate it. I'm happy to go to Vegas. I don't want to go back to Fight Island right now, so that's fine by me.
You've gotten your fill of, like, Ferrari World and all that?
All of it's closed. I'll pretend like you can do everything. There's nothing you can do. Everything is closed. There's a safe zone. It's like a sliver of the island you can walk around on. You mostly just stay in your hotel.
Well, that's a tad frustrating. And I think I was seeing in a prior interview, too, like, you were saying that you appreciate the service in a way, like, where it's coming from, but it's almost accommodating to the point of being overbearing. Like, it's like, come on, I got to sleep a little bit here.
Yeah, that's part of it. Plus the UFC schedule doesn't make sense. They're knocking on your door for shit and this, that, and the other thing. It is a sleepless place.
Yeah, no doubt, man. But, I mean, I remember an interview we did a while back when you were still competing for ACB, which is now ACA. But there was the idea around that point of there being a possible, like, Frank Mir fight that could come to fruition. Like, there was some dialogue going on of him joining up, and there seemed to be a level of fascination to that, like someone you kind of had watched on TV and certain things like that. Is there a similar kind of element to this Arlovsky fight in a way, or perhaps not so much?
I'd say not so much. There was a possibility of a Frank Mir fight for ACA, I thought, but he never ended up fighting for them anyways.
Yeah.
He went to Bellator instead. Arlovsky, I've watched for a long time, but when Arlovsky was having his heyday, like when he was the champion, that was before I watched UFC. I knew of him, and then I watched him in Strikeforce, and I watched him when he came back and he went on a run. I always enjoyed watching Arlovsky, and I still do. I like the way he fights, but Frank Mir was a guy that I pretty consistently cheered for. I still usually want Arlovski to win, but I don't know. Frank Mir was one of my favorites when I was younger, so it's not really the same.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying in that regard, but I'm just kind of wondering like what the dynamic is like at the gym too, because it seems like a lot of people are firing off on all cylinders. Like, I mean, KB recently had the, you know, debut in UFC, so presumably in the gym a lot. It seems like Spencer Jeb is getting back to it. I was happy to see a fight announcement come his way there. So, I mean, that seems pretty tight, like part of the XFC welterweight tournament there and whatnot. What's the dynamic like amongst the Shaved Bears right now?
Honestly, it's the same as always. Everybody's always training hard. Like, we have so many guys that could just get a fight right now if it was possible, and they would look great. You know, as soon as it was okay to train again, I've been training hard, and our team is looking good. But it's not only because guys got fights. Guys were looking good before they got the fight. Spencer Jeb, KB, they're in their training anyways. So, yeah, everything's going good at the gym. Hopefully some of the other guys there that were on a roll before, guys like maybe Graham Park or something, could get a fight soon. That would be good.
Yeah, because I'd definitely like to see Graham back in there. He was, like you said, he had a lot of traction before all the pandemic stuff, so hopefully there can be a lane that emerges for him. But it's also tight to see Little Sweatshop back at it and be able to provide that for, you know, some people in the local community and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, you love seeing it for sure. And it also seems like there's still that Danger Cats support in a big way. Like, I was seeing that they had like a t-shirt up a few weeks ago and everything like that. Do you keep up with like some of the Danger Cats guys and stuff like that, or a little more sporadically nowadays?
No, Hacksaw's one of my best friends, so I see him quite often. Yeah, I have a t-shirt for sale under Danger Cats. It's a pretty sick one. It's just that mullet skull one. And yeah, they're doing well.
Yeah, you've had some interesting opportunities come your way, too. Like, I was seeing that you had that, you know, new partnership you were doing there with, like, Axe Sighted and stuff like that, and getting the Axe puns going on and stuff like that. Like, how did that all come about? That seems like kind of a cool arrangement. Seems like a fun time.
Yeah, that's one of my sponsors, Axe Monkeys. So, I don't know how it came about, but it's great that it did. It's a cool sponsorship. Like, if you've never gone throwing axes, it's a good way to kill an afternoon, you know. And they have a rage room there, so you can go, and depending on the item you choose to destroy, it costs different amounts. Like, you know, if you're gonna just throw a few glasses around the room or break some china, it's just a couple bucks. But if you want to go smash a TV or a toilet, it costs a little bit more. But you have sledgehammers or crowbars or whatever, various instruments of destruction, you can just go and break shit. If that's what you're into, it's called the Rage Room. So there's a few things to do there. I'm excited to be partnered with them.
Have you been in the Rage Room? You seem like a very composed, measured kind of guy. Like, I mean, seeing you in a Rage Room would be kind of a curious dynamic. Have you stepped up to the proverbial plate there?
I was there the one time I've been to Axe Monkeys before I left to the island. I broke some things. We got some cool footage. I was trying to throw up like a glass or like a mug and like spinning kick it and stuff like that. But I think I'm gonna go in there shortly and smash a bunch of shit, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a cool sponsorship and a great opportunity and stuff like that. But it also seems like you get to like be back in Bonnyville a little bit more and whatnot. Like, I think I'd seen you had something up a few weeks ago where you got to go goose hunting, and that looked like a fun time. Is that another kind of thing we were talking about with like the Canmore trip, like an annual kind of a tradition sort of thing, or how did that come about there?
Annual? No, I go to Bonnyville quite a bit.
No, just I mean the goose hunting. Like, I didn't know if the goose hunting was like a family tradition kind of thing.
My uncle hunts geese all the time. I'm going to go back up and hopefully do a little bit more next week if it works out for him. It's not really an annual tradition. I'm kind of just starting to try and get into that stuff a little bit. It's good if you can just get your own meat a little. That was fun, though. Definitely a good experience.
So, like, the uncle and your cousin had kind of been doing it a fair bit, and then you recently had some interest sparked and you kind of wanted to get out there a bit more. Is that kind of the dynamic?
Yeah. My uncle and cousin have been hunting like for their whole lives. So, he had invited me out, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna find a day that works. And they had everything set up and went out there, and it was a blast.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you had a fun time with that, man. It definitely looked like a good time from what I could tell, but I'm kind of wondering like how much you've been studying with Arlovsky on a tape level, or if it's more just by virtue of watching the sport and following it on a fan level. Like you're already kind of familiar with, I guess, some stylistic proclivities that he might have. Like, is there intense study going on, or do you kind of know at this point with him being like a 50 plus veteran?
My coaches do that. I'm gonna watch all his fights probably like this week or something. I kind of have to make myself. I don't like watching tape, but it's homework. It's boring, but
Yeah.
I have to do it. So I'll do it this week. But no, I haven't. My coaches watch it. They break stuff down, and then I just believe them. And I'll go do it myself and see if I see anything different. But I haven't really like watched. Rewatched it and studied it all as of yet. I've seen all of his fights like at some point or other, most of the time live. But now I do got to go watch his most recent, whatever, five or six fights and break them down. Haven't got around to it yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, for sure. Still a bit of time before the fight, no doubt. But I was also seeing there's a few other people who are really getting into the nitty-gritty of that particular fight, like Dan Hardy was breaking it down for his War Room segment there. He seemed pretty complimentary of the footwork and the way the mullet kind of bobs along with the movement. So how is it to, I guess, be analyzed on that kind of level and have certain people, you know, analyzing the work and looking at it in that kind of way? I imagine you probably have like a casual demeanor about it, but is it kind of cool in a certain way? Like just like having people, you know, analyze it and kind of, you know, see everything come to fruition. Like you're putting that work on a, I guess, day-to-day basis, and then to have people kind of see it out there like that. Like, how does all that feel, I suppose?
You're right. I kind of just have a casual demeanor about it. I guess it's cool, but you know, it's all whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say the only thing that you really seem to get like super like fired up for is like using the claw machine, like being the claw machine goat and all.
Been a long time since I hit up a claw machine too, honestly. No more working late nights, no more going to Denny's. And that's when you hit up the claw machine.
I think you've still got the title though for the time being, but might be a bit of time until the next defense. But I also thought to ask this too, because I know you're a fan of The Killers and everything like that. Have you been jamming the new album a fair bit? I noticed Imploding the Mirage came out.
Yeah, I have. It's a good album. I like it. Do you listen to it?
I haven't dug into it as much yet. Like I think I've heard like a track or two, kind of like on the radio more so. But I definitely got to do the front to back listen. Is it a recommended listen for you?
Yeah, I think it's good.
You're going to be coming out to The Killers for this fight as like the theme song, perhaps, or like what's the entrance song for this one you're thinking?
No, I don't know who I don't know what I'm walking out to this time. Not yet. I don't usually know this far out.
Yeah, probably some of you decide like a couple days out, just whatever happens to be resonating and you're feeling like closest to it, right?
Well, they usually ask like a week before the lady who's getting everything ready usually will like text me that week and ask what my walkout song is. So I'll have to have it come up within a week or two here, but I don't know it yet.
I was gonna say you've shown a lot of past Twitter love to Harambe. Maybe you could come out to Harambe by Young Thug.
Fuck no.
I figured that would be the
walk out to something by someone called Young Thug. Fuck that.
I'm just being a rattler. I pretty much presumed that would be the reaction. But it's always good talking to you, man, and I want to be mindful of the busy schedule you have and everything. So is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here?
I'll just give a shout out to my other sponsors, PPS, Paul Pedal Services, BBN Consulting, Premier Built Garages, Meal Craft, and Nickel City Beard Blends. I've already mentioned Axe Monkeys to you. So, yeah, that's all for now, man. Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, always great getting to talk, and he might not be coming out to Young Thug, but he'll be coming out to the UFC Apex. People can check that out November 7th when Andrei Arlovsky and Tanner Boser get at it. Really appreciate all the time and insights as always, and just best of luck with the remainder of the preparations for this one, man.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. See you, man.